Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting new developments in the AI world. OpenAI's just dropped O3 and O4 mini models. Greg Brockman himself hit the launch button, and we're diving into what it all means.
This is huge. I'm practically vibrating with excitement. So, what's the big deal with these new models? Are they just incremental improvements, or something more?
Definitely more. Greg and his team dropped some seriously insightful quotes that hint at a huge shift. They're saying these models generate legitimately good and useful, novel ideas. Apparently, they're even better than some OpenAI engineers at navigating their own codebase.
Whoa, better than their own engineers? So it's not just about writing code anymore, right? It's something bigger.
Exactly. The key takeaway is tool calling. These models aren't just passively generating text. They're actively using tools, making hundreds of calls in a row to solve complex problems. That's a game changer. The bottleneck isn't model intelligence anymore. It's our ability to craft the tools these models can leverage.
I see. Interesting. So it sounds like we need to be thinking less about prompting and more about building these powerful AI agents. Kind of a mind-blowing shift in perspective.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another important point. Comparing O3 to other state-of-the-art models like Gemini. While O3 delivers incredible performance, it's expensive. Gemini, particularly 2.5 Pro and Flash, offer much more competitive pricing.
So a trade-off between performance and cost. That makes sense. But isn't context window size a factor too?
You're right. While O3 and O4 Mini have 200K context windows, we're still waiting for larger ones to become widely accessible. We really need models to handle 300K, 400K, even 500K tokens to truly unlock their potential. And speaking of tools, we have to talk about codecs.
Oh yeah, codecs. I've heard mixed things. Is it as bad as some people say?
Well, let's just say it feels unbaked, especially compared to established tools like Aider and Claude Code. It lacks features, it's clunky, and it doesn't even display cost information. I'm honestly baffled by its release in this state.
So, you wouldn't recommend it? Even with the power of O3 backing it?
Not yet. Stick with Aider or Claude Code for now. They're far more mature and reliable. Now, on a more positive note, let's talk about using O3 as a CEO, with other models acting as a board of directors.
Got it. That sounds intriguing. How does that work?
You can use JustProMpt's MCP server to run multiple models in parallel. You present a complex decision to each model, then feed those responses to O3, your CEO model. It synthesizes the advice and makes a final decision based on the collective input.
Wow. That's like AI-powered decision-making, harnessing the power of multiple models for a single purpose. That's incredible.
It really is. And this is just scratching the surface of what these models can do. We'll be exploring their capabilities in more detail in future episodes, especially O3's powerful vision processing. This is a truly transformative time for AI, and it's exciting to be a part of it. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.